Joanna Louise Pierce.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution.
Sergeant Joanna Pierce, a former U.S. Marine, is joining the National Guard.
Honestly, I miss the service. I would like to come back, serve my country.
She is one of more than 26,000 new soldiers that have signed up with the Army National Guard in the last 6 months. The Army Guard is now optimistic that by year's end, it will reach its recruitment goal of 350,000. This is good news for the military. For the past 2 years, military recruitment was below average, in large part because of the ongoing war in Iraq. Military analyst Michelle Flournoy with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it remains to be seen if this sudden boost in enlistment can be sustained.
The public ambivalence about the war in Iraq has made recruiting a lot harder because a lot of the influencers, as they're called, parents, for example, they're saying to their kids, well, yes, we want you to join the National Guard, but not right now.
Girls, you got to do 10 push-ups.
Whether he is offering trinkets for push-ups or a free college education, Army National Guard recruiter Sergeant Frankie Cross's strategy has not changed in the last year. He admits the war has affected recruitment, but says interest remains strong among its key demographic, young people looking for direction, education, and career training.
Well, as far as the National Guard is concerned, I basically try to tell the kids that I'm a strategist. I am going to try to put together a strategy for your future.
So what you doing this summer?
High school student Javier Uribe says the war in Iraq will not influence his decision whether to join the military.
If there's the war going on, I will go to the war. No, it's whatever, man. I got to do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying?
Sergeant Cross says new financial incentives have helped. Recruits can receive a bonus of up to $20,000 to enlist, and active duty personnel can make $2,000 for a referral. What hasn't changed, says Sergeant Cross, is the academic standards required to keep the all-volunteer force professional and effective.
I look for kids that are bright and want to be here. Otherwise, I'm not going to waste. I'm wasting my time and theirs. And I may get them out off to a unit where they may get someone killed.
In addition to financial incentives, Michelle Flournoy says President Bush could speak out more on the duty of all Americans to serve in some capacity in this time of war.
One of the things that's been missing in our recruiting efforts so far is a call to national service from the highest level, from the president, from our other political leaders, national political leaders. You know, there hasn't been a JFK-like speech. Ask not what your country can do, but what you can do for your country.
But for now, the focus on money and career training seems to be working. Ryan Patton, VOA News.